it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello there, and welcome to this week's episode of New Horizons. With all the bad news we've been talking about over the last few weeks, it's really nice to be able to bring you some good news about accessible banking. We hear today from Steve Price. He's the manager of Everyday Banking with ANZ Bank.
Hi, Bill. Nice to talk to you.
How did you get involved with banking?
Well, I've been with ANZ, working at ANZ for 14 years now. It's been a long career in banking. I did 6 years in the UK before I came out to Australia, and have worked across, the plethora of retail banking services in Australia over the last 14 years.
And what's your current position?
So my current position is I'm senior manager for Everyday Banking. That includes the management of all of our Everyday Banking transaction account products, as well as our payment services, such as debit cards and mobile payments.
So that sounds like a fairly involved sort of position. Do you find that it takes up an awful lot of your time?
It sure does. Look, we've got a large customer base. There's a lot happening. The world of payments in particular is a very rapidly changing and evolving beast, with many new competitors from right across the world getting involved. And so it's a very, very busy time for us, but one that we're certainly up for the challenge on.
A lot of banks in recent months in Australia have been really copping a hammering over the new touchscreen FPOS terminals. And it's really nice to be able to talk to someone about some good news in regard to accessibility in banking. You guys have been doing a fair bit in that regard.
Yeah, look, we're certainly endeavouring to listen to our customers and listen to, customers in general, and try and make our banking as inclusive as possible. We very much think about customers at the heart of designing our new products. And of late, I guess one of the things that I'm here to talk to you about is the new features that we've introduced for our debit cards over the last 12 months and continue to roll us out in both Australia and New Zealand on both debit and credit card products.
What's happening with debit cards? I mean, what have you done?
So around about 18 months ago, we spent some time talking to a wide range of customers about how to improve the accessibility of our debit card products. And, you know, whilst the banks have done for a long time done good things for accessibility around ATMs and being able to access our, you know, branches and our properties, one of the things that we were hearing was a lot of customers who do have trouble using debit cards. Now, whether that is due to a visual impairment, or often it's because people can't remember a PIN or some other reason that goes on. So we decided to take some time out and listen to customers, and we ran a series of workshops, particularly with customers with vision impairment, because I guess, you know, by listening to the extreme use cases, it helps us redesign a more inclusive product overall. So last year we introduced some new features as a pilot. They included some tactile elements to the cards, as well as some visual indicators for helping to orientate and use the cards. And they seem to have gone down pretty well. We've started to expand and extend the use of those features across a whole card range.
I'm interested particularly in the tactile features because, of course, credit cards and debit cards have always had tactile features. What's the difference?
Well, I guess the key things are that we've actually introduced a couple of elements. One is a couple of small indentations that you can help to identify which end of the card is the right end of the card to insert into a machine, an ATM, or a merchant terminal. And we've also used those notches to help identify whether it's a debit or a credit card as well. And then at the other end of the card is also a notch knockout as well. What we basically heard from customers is that, you know, for those that had some kind of visual impairment, they were finding it hard to tell which was their debit card, which was their credit card, which was their driver's license, which was their Medicare card, in a wallet full of different cards for different use cases. So we try to just make these ones a little bit more distinguished, so to just make life a little bit easier. It came at a good time for us as well. We actually introduced these cards around the same time that the RBA introduced tactile features onto banknotes. And we had the young gentleman, Connor McLeod, who helped with the RBA implementation, also come and talk to us about some of these features and inspired us to introduce them into our debit cards.
I think that sounds like a terrific idea. I was just thinking while you were explaining there that whilst debit cards and credit cards normally have the raised writing on them, it's quite common to get them confused with other things like taxi cards, Medicare cards, and other cards. And if you can have notches in the cards for differentiation, where do you plan to take this?
Well, at the moment, what we're trying to do is roll these features out to as many cardholders as possible. We're not actually making them a special purpose card. We're going to introduce them to all cardholders, whether you have any kind of disability or not. So at this stage, we're rolling it across all of our 5 million debit card holders in Australia. Later this month, we're starting to roll out in some of our credit card products. And early in the new year, we're actually rolling out the card features into New Zealand customers as well.
Now, I noticed that there's a few other things mentioned in regard to accessibility. One of the big things, of course, is certainly something I've been watching with bated breath for some time. ANZ is one of the very few larger banks that's actually supporting Apple Pay.
That's right. We've got Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, Android Pay, and now increasingly some of the wearables like Fitbit Pay as well. Apple Pay and all those different wallets are really, really helpful in the sense that they leverage a lot of the accessible features of a smartphone device. And we've heard from some customers that this is the first time actually that you can actually make a payment and actually hear a visual record of what payment is you just made in real time. And that's the first time sometimes you actually may have seen that before.
Yeah, you're absolutely right there. I have another card that supports Apple Pay, and just for the fun of it, I went out and took my kids to Hungry Jack's for tea and used Apple Pay, and it tells you on the screen, and of course using VoiceOver or whatever screen reader you're using on your device, how much you're paying, and you have the option then of saying, no, I don't want to pay that, or yes, go ahead and do it. And it's a terrific freedom, I suppose, for people who need accessibility, because normally you're relying on someone to tell you how much it was, and you really don't have an idea until you get home and look at your statement or your online banking as to how much exactly you did pay.
That's right, and there's an extra level of security in there as well, because you're actually using your fingerprint to authorize the payment. It's not like someone else can pick up your phone and use it. It has to be you, which is a really, really helpful security feature.
And, of course, you've still got the usual talking automatic teller machines.
That's right, yes.
Have you any plans at this stage to roll out touchscreen FPOS terminals and touchscreen ATMs?
Yeah, there's some of our ATMs are already touchscreen, and we have some terminals as well which have that feature. We are endeavouring wherever possible to ensure that they are all audio enabled as well. We're working with some organisations. We have a new terminal which we are working with some organisations at the moment to ensure that we do ensure that is fully accessible. And we certainly will insist on ensuring that an alternative exists in any stores where they're not accessible until such time as we have rolled out all those new features.
What are you doing in terms of staff training and things like that? For example, if a blind person walks into an ANZ branch and says, I want to shift all of my banking over to you guys, what do the staff understand about the need for accessibility and who needs what and how it might be useful?
Yeah, it's a really good question. There's certainly still an area for improvement, I have to admit, and something that we feel that some of these things like the rolling out of the debit cards are going to help with, because it just raises awareness. When we have every single one of our cards, every one of our cardholders has these accessible features, then it makes the staff ask questions and helps them to understand some of the needs that we're trying to address. Certainly training is still something we have to continue to work on, but ANZ has a very strong focus on helping our communities thrive, and that is our purpose and that is our organisational strategy. And so as we introduce these features, these new products, the staff training goes with it to raise the levels of awareness and understanding.
And what about internet banking? I assume that your internet banking platform is completely accessible with screen readers?
Yeah, look, the internet banking absolutely is. We've just improved and enhanced some of the features on our online statements where there was a few problems, but they've been improved now. Our mobile banking solutions as well are, I think, particularly high standard. Things like GoMoney and Grow, which are the ANZ applications on smartphones, are really good high standards of accessibility. Internet banking and the website as well should be in good shape too.
Terrific. And what about blind and vision impaired people out there? Because there are quite a number who run their own businesses. Is your business banking service and all of that accessible as well?
Look, that's not one I'm probably going to be best placed to answer. I'm not an expert in all of our business banking services, but when we introduce these features across our digital platforms, we do endeavor to ensure that they are all accessible as possible and that they meet the same level of standards. We have certainly a global accessibility manager who's vision impaired himself, who assesses and reviews all of our digital services that we roll out to customers. And we have standards within our product development frameworks that ensure that we're considering sort of issues around accessibility as part of our product design. Yeah, and it's interesting. I mean, what we probably haven't covered is that what really occurred to me was that, you know, every person's experience of blindness is quite unique, and you know, the diverse range of visual impairment is quite high. So, you know, whilst we've got some tactile features on the cars for people that are sort of 100% blind, so to speak, we also have things like a high contrast leading edge that we've put on the cards as well, and larger fonts in general, just to be able to distinguish whether, you know, the car type and the brand of the card. And we've introduced some of those features as well.
Yeah, that sounds like it'd be really useful, particularly for people who are partially sighted or perhaps people who have dyslexia or other learning difficulties.
That's right. And, you know, just in general, you know, got an aging population, and it's not really, we're seeing that these kind of things help all sorts of customers.
I've also noticed my local telemachine is an ANZ telemachine, and it does offer me, although for me it doesn't work for one reason or another, the possibility to tap my card on the ATM instead of inserting it into the slot. In fact, it offers me both. But the tapping I thought was really interesting, because one of the things that I as a blind person have run into a couple of times is not knowing that an ATM is out of order. Inserting my card and having it nicked by the machine.
Wow. Okay. I think almost all of our ATMs are now tap enabled. The limitation we still do have is that it's limited to certain card types that it works with. Our Visa debit cards are the ones that are the sort of primary use case, and most of our customers have those, but not everyone. But it does work pretty effectively for those cards. One of the things that we do need to solve for is to make it work for the mobile phones as well.
Mm. And what's been the response so far to all of these moves that you've been making towards accessibility?
Look, I think the feedback's been really positive. One of the challenges that we do have is actually being able to communicate and interact with customers that have these needs. So, you know, it's a real pleasure to be on your show and actually be able to sort of have this conversation. But it's also really great to get the feedback back, and one of the things that we do find challenging is knowing how best to communicate and engage and seek that feedback. The response overall from the organizations and the people that we have spoken to around the changes we're making is very positive, but I'm really keen to hear more and more from, you know, our everyday customers about the changes that we can improve on.
And how do you facilitate that communication?
Look, we have a range of ways of contacting the organization. I'm happy to obviously for many of your members and your listeners to have feedback directed towards me, but also via our website, or, you know, our social media accounts are also a really good pathway to interact and have a conversation with the bank.
And just give your website?
ANZ.com. Pretty straightforward.
That is extremely straightforward, isn't it? Thank you very much for joining us on the program.
No worry. Thanks for having me.
And I wish you the best of luck with everything. And perhaps in a year or two, we'll talk again about further moves toward accessible banking.
Well, thanks, Paul. I look forward to continuing the journey and continuing to improve those experiences for customers.
Steve Price, their manager of Everyday Banking with ANZ. If you'd like to donate to Blind Citizens Australia, please do so. The website will give you all the information on how to do that. And if you don't have access to the web, or you particularly want to talk to somebody, then give the BCA head office a ring. They'll be happy to help. The phone number for Blind Citizens Australia is 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660. The web address, of course, is bca.org.au, and the email address is bca@bca.org.au. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Hope you've enjoyed the program. I'll see you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of a dream. Of our dreams.